Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A quick programming announcement before we get rolling. Tonight's WIOL Ag Outlook meeting in Kankakee has been canceled due to inclement weather, and we will keep you informed if and when that meeting is rescheduled. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. exports continued to climb in November. U.S. exports rose by 0.9% to a seasonally adjusted $194.86 billion in November from a month earlier. That's the highest level on record. Imports fell by 1.4% to $229.11 billion. The trade gap narrowed to $34.25 billion from $39.33 billion in the prior month. Meanwhile, this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 350,000 metric tons of soybeans to China during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September the 1st. Farm Futures says that U.S. farmers plan a major shift to soybeans in 2014. Farm Futures says producers are ready to slash corn seedings to 92.23 million acres, down 3.7% from the total USDA estimated in November and 5.3% less than originally planned for growers in 2013 before cold, wet weather prevented many fields from being planted. Farmers indicated they want to put in 82.34 million acres of beans in 2014. That's up 7.6% over 2013 and easily would be a record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 16,443. It's up 78 points. The NASDAQ, 3539, up 21 and a quarter. And the S&P 500 is 1829, up 8.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest experienced bitter cold temperatures yesterday and again this morning, and it will look like most of the day today will still be quite cold as well. Temperatures did drop down into the single digits, Fahrenheit down all the way through the Midwest and into the Tennessee River Basin this morning, with sub-zero readings being reported into portions of central and interior southern Missouri, interior southern Illinois, interior southern Indiana, and portions of eastern Kentucky. Even north central and eastern portions of Tennessee reported some sub-zero temperatures. Winter kill is a concern this morning because of snow-free conditions in scattered locations throughout the Ohio River Valley and southwestward from there into portions of western Tennessee, even a small portion of Arkansas. Temperatures did get into some upper single-digit readings as far south as northern Alabama, impacting some of the wheat there as well. Something to keep in mind here is that some of these southern crops that were not subjected to actual winter kill conditions but were injured will likely have a good opportunity to set new tillers as we get involved with rain coming up here late this week and some milder temperatures following up through the weekend. These crops are fairly quick and smart at setting new tillers in situations where they are damaged but not killed, and I think we'll see that happen. In the meantime, those areas further to the north that may have experienced some winter kill probably aren't great enough in number to have a huge impact, but we really won't be able to assess the situation until we get into the spring season when these crops normally would green up. And if you recall, we also had some damage yesterday morning in portions of Nebraska. Otherwise, most of the Midwest has been adequately protected against winter kill in the past two mornings. Well, the temperatures across the Midwest were extremely cold yesterday afternoon, with many areas staying below zero across a big part of the production region. And that was one of the reasons for the concern this morning with that wheat crop, because the crown of these plants that were left exposed to the air were already chilled down pretty low, close to the damage threshold, and it wasn't too much of a jump for them to fall lower this morning. The temperatures are going to warm up across the Midwest over the next few days, and most importantly, as we go into the warming trend, we're also going to run into a significant rain event. Unfortunately, for the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, this is going to translate into some possible flooding, because the warmer temperatures will likely bring on an opportunity for snowmelt across the heart of the lower eastern Midwest, and another 1.5 inches of moisture may come with the rain event itself, and combining that with the runoff from melting snow will likely create some flood conditions, especially since the ground is saturated beneath the snow. So the situation will be somewhat awful across some of the region as we move forward in time. It looks like the period from Thursday into Saturday, maybe early Sunday morning, will be the wettest period of time. Now on Thursday, most of the precipitation will actually be in the southeast half of the plains and pushing into parts of the lower Mississippi River Valley, and it won't be until Friday into Saturday that the majority of the Midwest sees the greatest amount of precipitation. Our temperatures will rebound, but today will be quite cold across the region. Afternoon highs will still be in the positive and negative single digits in many areas, with some teens in the south. 2 or 3 days from now, when we get into the latter part of the weekend, we'll likely see high temperatures back in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the region, with lows at night and slipping back into teens and 20s. So there's hope on the horizon here, and until we get a little bit closer to the weekend, we're probably going to have to suffer just a little longer with these cold temperatures. In the meantime, in South America, it got hot in Argentina again yesterday. The heat has exacerbated some of the stress in some of the southernmost crop areas, but rain relief is coming up beginning late tomorrow evening and on into Friday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Let's go ahead and take a look and see how futures are currently trading. May hard red wheat is 647 and three quarters, up 2 1/4. Soft May wheat, 613 and a quarter, up 2. March corn, 429, up 1 1/4. July, 443 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. January soybeans, 1298 and three quarters, up 2. July, 1247 and three quarters, down 3 1/4. January soybean meal, 430.50, up 170. January soybean oil, 37.67, down 20. February live cattle, 136.75, down 7.5. January feeders, 168.30, up 27.5. And February lean hogs are 86.05. They're down 57.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the cold weather certainly is a feature of the marketplace, but I would suppose attention will quickly turn to position squaring ahead of Friday's bevy reports. We have four big ones.
Yep, position squaring, fund readjustment, and that's funds were big long short, so they're buying back corn. And then what's the USDA going to say? In general, the industry thinks it'll be a little negative corn and maybe so-so beans, but there's a couple outfits out there saying that the corn yields will be lower, so that maybe that'll show up too. Who knows?
Well, one thing will be sure, after those reports are released, the market will look different than it does today.
That's usually what happens, and, 20 to 25 difference on corn after the report, same way with a week later. On beans, it's about 35 difference. day of the report and about a week later. And on wheat, it makes a comeback from whatever it did that day to be about the same a week later.
Let's look at some particulars. In the soybeans, we've seen over recent sessions certainly a significant downturn, and then we've seen some stabilization and some return. Is this a pause and a bigger downturn move?
That's what industry thinks, but you never know because you don't know what the USDA report Friday will say, and, you know, dependent also on South American weather. They've started harvesting beans. They're 1% done, and the yields are better than expected there.
And in corn, what are you seeing today?
Corn, I think it's short covering of all those shorts and realigning their stuff so that we've pushed corn back up a dime over its lows of last week. And I don't know how far they can go, but we would, in the next dime, be selling corn.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Once again, a reminder that tonight's meeting, WILO Ag meeting in Kankakee, has been canceled due to inclement weather. We'll let you know when the meeting has been rescheduled. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 428.5, up 3/4. January soybeans are $13, up 3.25. January soybean meal, 432.90, up 410. And January soybean oil, 37.70, down 17 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.